It's Friday, the 24th of October, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. The Namibian police is seeking public assistance to identify a man seen in a video dragging 33-year-old Juanita Carolus the night before her body was discovered behind People's Primary School in Katutura on 3 October. The footage shows an unidentified man as he walks with Carolus along Hans Dietrich Street. She was last seen alive on the 2nd of October. We spoke to NAMPOL spokesperson Deputy Commissioner Kauna Shikwambi for an update.
Investigations are ongoing, and as part of that, yesterday we had to release video footage that is obtained, which can help anyone to identify the person of interest. We are now referring to the gentleman in the blue overall that is being seen with the deceased. So our appeal goes to anyone who may recognize that individual in the video or anybody who has relevant information to immediately come forth and communicate to the investigating officers and render the necessary support, because your assistance in ensuring justice for the victim will really be appreciated. We urge that the public should not fear for reprisal. You will be protected. Everything will be handled and treated with utmost confidentiality. We want justice for the victim. We do not also want this case of Ms. Carolus to turn into another cold case.
The Namibia Institute of Corporate Governance held its governance conference in Windhoek under the theme Governance in a Transformative Era. The one-day event gathered policymakers, business leaders and regulators to discuss matters of governance. The Namibia Airports Company co-sponsored the event. Here is NAC spokesperson Dan Kamati.
The conference brought together leaders from both the public and private sectors to promote excellence in governance, accountability and ethical leadership, values that lie at the heart of NAC's operations. As a state-owned enterprise committed to transparency and integrity, NAC continues to align its governance practices with national and international standards. Our partnership with the Namibia Institute of Corporate Governance reflects our ongoing commitment to strengthening corporate governance and contributing to Namibia's broader development agenda.
Global insurance company Coface says that without deep and sustained reforms, South Africa's growth potential will remain permanently constrained. It forecasts growth of 0.8% this year and 1.3% next year. Coface economist for Africa, Aroni Chowdhury, says the country has been hampered by two structural constraints.
The main limits to South Africa's growth potential are its energy system and its highly distorted labor market. Energy is upstream of all human activity. Without reliable energy supply, no economy can grow durably. Electricity, which had been the backbone of South Africa's industrial development through its state-owned monopoly Eskom, has become its greatest weakness.
Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara, aged 83, is seeking a fourth term in office in the upcoming elections set for 25 October. However, critics argue that the election lacks fairness, pointing to the disqualification of opposition figures, and have accused the government of suppressing dissent. Reuters reports that Ouattara's campaign promises to focus on job creation for young people and continued economic progress. And European leaders have failed to agree on plans to use frozen Russian assets to support Ukraine. The debate dominated much of proceedings as European heads of state, along with Ukraine's president, gathered for a summit in the Belgian capital.
Member states failed to reach a consensus. It was held up by Belgium, who are the most vulnerable to potential ramifications from these frozen Russian assets, with the majority of them being in the country under its Euroclear program. But Veva, the country's prime minister, wanted assurances from member states that should these frozen Russian assets have to be paid back, that all member states would chip in. This issue is not dead and buried, but it has been punted potentially to the next UCO meeting of European leaders in December. The Council has instructed the Commission to also widen its net to come up with other initiatives, other ideas for how to finance Ukraine in the months ahead. William Denslow, Brussels.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.